Orbit, we talk about the future tense of art. I'm Giovanna, the host who talk about the future of Web3. If you like our episode, share and like with your love. We have Antons today. I'm Giovanna.
Hello.
I'm host of Orbit. Antons right now is located
Poland.
Why don't you introduce yourself and the art you do? And also, I saw some really interesting video footage from your Instagram. You can talk about what type of work do you do and what inspire you and what is the story behind.
I'm Antons, and I am originally from Belarus. And my culture, which is quite a rare culture, it inspires me a lot in both my filmmaking, in my calligraphy art, in any arts I make. But in the recent years, I'm making more and more of this art, which centers on text. I literally convert text, verses, poetry of old and new times, classic poetry and modern poetry into visual language, into visual forms. So I like discover forms of poems, and in this way I try to reimagine some of classical texts written long ago, and to give some more traction to modern texts and to see them in a new way. And for me, for some period of time, it was like an opportunity to convey, to save, and to find another forms of my own culture, because all art I write is written in Belarusian language. It's also quite a rare language spoken at the moment, not by many. And I want also to show it in new ways. And this art that I do, maybe I will now share a bit of screen. So here you may see a bit of my website.
Yeah.
Here are, on this main page, here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 arts. Arts are called verse forms, so verse plus form, verse form. And each of them is a separate poem written by a separate author in a separate time period. All of those poems are texts which I love and which I want to represent. And I change them and spread them while writing in them letter by letter, as you see. It may be called a form of calligraphy, a freestyle calligraphy, a form of handwriting, maybe perhaps a new form of handwriting, but it's also kind of modern visual art. And it's a bit funny because for 10 years I've been doing mostly films. Gained some traction as a filmmaker, been a participant on some of the festivals, done many documentary work, animation
really?
Work.
Wow, I'm impressed. So what type of a film do you make? Is it like a documentary, or is it like with a story, or?
Yeah, so most of the films I've made were like three categories. Those were either documentary films centered on certain communities or phenomena or subjects, or there were some very experimental artistic films, or there were commercial films. Like when I came to this city I'm in now, in the midst of a pandemic, I've started a video production with my partner, and we've done a lot of work such as commercials, documentary films, sometimes animation films, and that's actually one of the things I do now as a business. And as artistic career, as like a mission which I see, which I want to do independently on which results do I see. I want to find new forms of handwriting, new forms of poetry, new forms of cultural phenomena which I like. Because really, I do handwriting many, many times a day. I start a day from handwriting my plans, from handwriting tasks I do, and it's always in a very chaotic manner. What you see in my arts, in those words and forms, where letters are like curving and it's almost like a separate alphabet, a separate language, even though it's based on my native language. It's also happening in my everyday life, because for me it's like I appreciate the freedom which it gives to me when I write by hand, write anything basically I want, and even I think today I've tweeted a thought that there are truly many programs and apps right now, apps for productivity, writing, some sheets, I mean sheets, spreadsheets, and many other forms to systematize information. And I think that there are often quite abundant because we have this brain and it may be very clear, and we may transform our thoughts basically freely to the paper through our hands, writing by hand. And it may take any form. It may be very structured. Like some people send me very clear spreadsheets with their information that they put in there. And they may be very chaotic, for example, as I do. And in version forms, I take art pieces, texts, which I love, and I transform them into images.
Talk about the transforms. When I saw your Instagram that those characters you made, I immediately think about those ancient character, like those like really old time, that few thousand years before, when humans they start to craft and they know how to make their own characters. What type of techniques do you do? Because by the way, how did you know me from a blockchain and booth or somewhere that
I
about
think from NFT community, because I think either you've been following or we've been following with our another project called Free Drinks.
I'm also like in between, like or like a fusion, traditional art and the digital art. But tell me, like when you, how did you transform? Did you against like any like these days, there's a lot of people, they when they digitalize, they do have some conflict or like a contradiction that for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I start to create them, I make them with very primitive, almost ancient instruments. Those are like calligraphy pen, calligraphy ink. Those are very ancient instruments. Those are basically the same things which calligraphers were using 600, 700, 1000 years ago. But I'm also sometimes using those markers, like graffiti markers. Those are very convenient, and I love to write almost everywhere. Recently, I've had a video where I've done it in a train. I've practiced some of this calligraphy and written those version forms. It fascinates me that with modern tools, you can do it anywhere, but also with ancient tools, you can do it anywhere. For example, in this video, which recently got a kind of viral. It has now 200,000 views on multiple platforms. I used those very ancient tools, and it's written, of course, on paper. And when I present it, I present it online, either as photos which are quite edited, so there is more contrast. Colors are more saturated, of course, and if there are no colors, it's just like black and
Do you
white.
have any photos like a work in progress?
Maybe I will now
I do
share
like
and
to
explain a
see.
bit.
Normally, when we talk about like the hour, how to make hour, so we also like we can like I sometimes I took some photos like how to like the work in progress.
Actually, about the work in progress. About the work in progress. This summer, I've made a lot of videos like with the work in progress. For example, on my Instagram page, backstages. What it looks like. For example, when I am standing here in a city. In a port, actually, harbor, and I'm making a version form from a poem about travels and explorations. And I'm doing it like on location. I've done it often this summer, and it really excited me. And it excited me how people came and talked quite often, actually, about those things I do. And we talked about many subjects which are quite important. And here you may see how the work looks like not digitized. For example, works in progress, not finished works like here, or more finished, polished works like here. Or yeah, for example, here you may see some originals, some smaller originals. I was on a kind of exhibition slash market, pop-up store, I would even say. When it comes to digitalization, it's I will now show you a page. Here you may see, for example, some digitized works, for example, this. Of course, when I digitize it, it's usually at first quite gray and not really impressive. And I just make it more contrasty and make it more polished. Yeah. So that's what it comes to digitalization. I do not draw something in a computer, so all the calligraphy is done by hand. But
Handwriting
when
in
it
what?
comes to work
In
with
drawing?
colors, I often enhance these colors. So I basically work with it like with a kind of graphic which was handwritten but can be enhanced with some basic tools.
Do you create those characters like or does something like what inspire you?
What inspires me? Actually, that's a really interesting question because recently I've talked with a colleague from art world also, and she told me that a very known artist she knows on a recent interview. Well, this artist has a kind of autism condition. But he was asked, what does inspire you? And he was very shocked by this question. He like answered, "What do you mean inspires me?" And like after this thought, in afterthought, it's interesting that we often do ask and answer similar kinds of questions, and they are meaningful. Answers to them may be valuable, but also like, we may also think about it in a kind of different way. For example, it may be really nothing that inspires, but in case of words and forms, it's obviously at first the text. When I see a poem which I like, and I often those poems start to like circle in my mind, I start to memorize them automatically. When I know some part of this poem or text, I'm like starting to write it, and imagery from it is a huge inspiration, of course. And many poems are connected to many verse and forms are connected to the imagery which is in a poem itself, but also often the moment in which this is created. So a subject, like not a subject, but the context is also important, and the context, well, the time and place where I read this and create this also has importance because when it comes to poetry, it's often very dependent on the time, the mood, the context overall in which you read it, in which you try to do something with it.
Do you have any show or did you ever have any shows in the US or is only in Europe? What is your plan for next year?
I've had some shows in Europe. Those were mostly collective shows, for example, in Germany, in Poland, and in Lithuania. I'm now actually planning to have a solo show, but it's like a plan for a couple of months, maybe for even for 4 to 6 months, because when it often comes to those institutions, it takes quite a lot of time. I would be very glad to have a show in the US, either personal or collective. It would be really great because now I really don't interact very much with American audience. And when I talk to you, I understand that I talk also to American audience, and that's also important to me. So thank you for this
Yeah,
kind of opportunity.
I have about like 80% American audience, but I also have field in Asia, Europe, and the other countries as well, even India. Anything else you like to share? So what is a life like? What is a life as an artist, like your daily? I always like to ask this, like how many hours do you really devote yourself to great art?
So I'm constantly waking up at 6:30 a.m. and I'm, as I mentioned, starting to write my day. I'm starting to write in which block of work I want to do which task. So it's quite structured in my mind, but it's very chaotic on paper. And then I come and do very at the beginning of the day, I do the tasks which are the most important to me this day. And it's actually very good because if I do it different way, then it's very difficult to do it, for example, at somewhere at 3 p.m. or at 4 p.m. It's much better to do them at 6 a.m. And I often do my creative work at this time between 6 to maybe 11 a.m. And then my day is usually about some other things. I'm often in a city. Sometimes I'm on some meetings. Sometimes I'm on some events. Sometimes I'm simply at home, quite often. Sometimes I'm doing something else again. And somewhere at 16 o'clock, so at 4 p.m., I am starting my second block of creative work or technical work, for instance. And I do it maybe till 7, till 8. So it's very important for me to have this structure because as a person who does both arts and business and doesn't have like a 9-to-5 job, I've never had a 9-to-5 job. So I don't even have such an experience. But
I have a lot of friends. They just like you. You know, they never do any other type of work except art. I kind of jealous because that I really kind of want to just like a full be like a full-time artist. But well, living the one of the most expensive city in the world, New York. I also have some artist friend. They can be like a full-time artist, but it's really. I think that's so stressful. I do need to have a multiple works like for myself.
I'm actually not a full-time artist yet because, well, most of the work that I'm living for at how to say it, is my business, is my production company. So really, when it comes to visual arts, when it comes to version forms, which I shared with you, I've started to really work on them hard like this spring, because before that, I've came up with them in 2018 and then started to work with it slowly. It was like one of projects to me, and it slowly unfolded. But now, this year, it was like a very dynamic growth, and I've changed them very much. I've changed my audience also very much, and done actually some things that I'm proud for, but I am still not a full-time artist in the sense of visual art because I am working for my film production, which I started, and I have both clients in film and animation, and I love to do it because I know that I bring value to those people. It's often a bit more technical than the art I make, but it's also creative work. I'm always writing some scripts, some ideas. I'm communicating with people I like. So in that sense, I may be called like a full-time artist, but not a full-time artist in a sense of that visual art, which I am doing more and more now.
More like making films.
Making films like for business development and for career, and making art as a mission,
Also really good.
more or less.
I wrote several books, including one like stories. I tried to get, well, I already signed the agency, but I tried to. My goal is just to make some films so they can represent me. They can talk to Netflix or others. I published a lot of books already, but none of the books is really like those bestseller.
Which of those books is your favorite?
You mean the books that I wrote or the other?
Yeah.
My books, if you have an Amazon Kindle, so like I self-publish as the English version, there's a so wait. It's a talk about more like immigrants and also the out Americans. Like I have a like a different characters. I have artists from Michigan to New York. I have immigrants from mainland China. They very struggle. So they kind of like a bottom line people. Pretty much sign up an agency in Taiwan. I wish they can talk about it because I think it's a quite interesting story. I graduate from cinema studies. I supposed to go to the movie industry, but unfortunately, but I was an intern for movie directors, but it's very hard, especially Hollywood. Like this is a too mainstream. That is very hard. But I love videos. So right now, at least, I have my YouTube channel and I have my
Seen
podcast.
it, yeah.
I still fulfill my dreams that in some way is the independent filmmaking.
When it comes to writing, actually, as a child, I wanted to be a writer, and I've written a kind of a book, maybe even three books, in different ages. When I was 7, when I was 10, and when I was 13, I already typed.
When you were 7, you wrote a book. What type of book did you write?
Those were actually like books with some fantastic stories. Well, those first two ones, because the third one was actually a non-fiction book about some civilizations. And I've always viewed myself as a person who wants to create something, and those were at first books and sometimes paintings, because I've well, the only thing that I can paint and draw besides verse forms, so calligraphy, is cities. I love cities very much. I love to explore them. I love to move around them. I love to draw them sometimes, just as a hobby, because cities are very fascinating structures, and it's my
So, like,
future.
who's your favorite movie directors or any films?
When it comes to the most mainstream ones, it's David Lynch, but when it comes to.
Oh, I like David Lynch. I saw Mulholland Drive 3 times. The Elephant Man.
Yeah.
I saw several. He's a student work. Because I when I went when I was in the college, my teachers he has a chance to get some like a really low budget David Lynch's film from he was a college student that time.
Yeah, actually, his films of this period, I think, are the greatest. I love this film, Grandma. I think his first film, like short film, not animation, because he started with life paintings. He started with basically religious
Oh, I
paintings.
didn't
Yeah,
know.
and those were like animations which were hung on a wall, projected on a wall, and were supposed to be like paintings, but live paintings. So his first film was, I think, Six Men Get Six Times. It's a very short animation loop, It's made,
I
for
think
example, if you've seen it without a
the
context, you
one
would
I
think
saw
that
is
it's,
a grandma that is a little boy's find some strange seed, so he planted it, and one day that start to grow really really tall. That's also from his students' work.
Besides David Lynch, my favorite director overall is Jacques Rivette. He's a French director from, well, he's originally from this new wave movement, but he's like the least known of those most known new wave filmmakers.
What is the most famous film from
I think his most famous film is Céline and Julie Go Boating, and also, pardon my French, La Belle Nausée. I don't know how it translates to English. But this Céline and Julie Go Boating is one of this mo his most favorite. But he also done a very phenomenal film called Out One. It's, I think, 13-hour film, which is even not a series, but a film, which is also centering around these topics of city, theater, improvisation, a secret society, something like that. And it's a fascinating experience to see it. It starts a bit slow with all those theater improvisations, but then when you start to understand the characters, it's quite unique. My
I
most
like Italian directors like Fellini. When
Yeah, Fellini.
I
I've
also
seen, I
like
think,
like recently I like Wes Anderson. Like his movie really he has a kind of a Wes Anderson aesthetic.
yeah,
The
it's
vintage,
very
the
popular now.
colors is really nice.
And I really like it because it's also often about all those things I like. It's often about also handwriting or some
Yeah.
vintage instruments connection there.
Literature. He's really admires a lot of cultural works.
I love Moonlight Kingdom of his.
Recently, the several short story of I saw it from Netflix. It's really good. Anything else you'd like to share?
I would like to say to people that really handwriting is very powerful. I thought about this yesterday once again, that really when you write by hand, you are memorizing information much better. You are free to structure it the way you want. You are free to make it as structured or as chaotic as you want. You can combine any instrument you see online in it. And it's a very versatile and very satisfying experience to just write every day, like not type, but write. That's one thing I thought about once again yesterday. But also, when it comes to poetry overall, it's great to see poetry not just in poems, but in everyday experiences. Once again, in the city which you live at, in the details of your everyday life, in the things you look at constantly, at the people you see. Poetry is also not only limited to those verses which I write into versing forms. It's much wider than that. For ancient Greeks, for example, poetry was overall anything that is done. So for them, this word poetry meant a thing that is done. And if we understand those things in a more wider sense, it may make our life much more interesting, exciting, and poetic in a good sense.
Yeah, thank you so much for the interview. Let me know like what you're working on it and anything that you like to say. Let's keep in touch and thank you for the interview. Pleasure to see
Thank you.
you next time.
Great. It was really great to talk to you because
Yeah,
I've
my
really been following
pleasure.
you and
Nice to
seeing you,
connect.
but never talked to you previously.
You for connecting with me, and this is a really good, great conversation. See you next time. Bye
See
bye.
you next time. Bye.